Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Kurt Palfari. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDowell, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Haney and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a line drive into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. Crandall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Palmer out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bulfari moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Haney and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowens moves to third. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Alvis applying the tag. Bulfari moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bulfari scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Gonzalez covering, for the out. Bowens moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McDowell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haney for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.